SAFM Social Conversations.
We're getting into our next social conversation, talking about the two-time Naledi Theatre Award nominated play, Askari. And it has returned to our stages at the State Theatre on Friday. I went to go and see it. It was absolutely brilliant. It's on up until the 16th of October. Now, it's based on real events, right? The action-packed political thriller, you know, relates the story of freedom fighters who were double agents. Yeah. Believe it or not, double agents. We are joined this evening by director and co-writer Silo Masego. Silo, thank you very much for joining us. Good evening.
Good evening, Patricia, and the listeners at home.
Your colleague, Mdu Ntlapo, co-writer and choreographer, is also joining us on the line. Mdu, good evening.
Good evening, Patricia, and everyone at home. Thank you for having me here.
So I'm going to start with you, Silo. Let's talk about the creative process when it came to putting this play together, because it is one that is supposed to leave us in absolute tears when we see the reality of what our country went through once again. But instead, there were moments where people in the crowd were laughing, were in awe, and were amazed. It was just a bag of mixed emotions. So clearly there was a huge creative process behind it.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Maybe first and foremost, let me start by talking about the process of writing it. How did it came about? as a former member of the Congress Youth League, we had a trip to Vlakplaas, and then it was just to visit those national key point where things were happening back in the past, apartheid museum and so forth. So Vlakplaas was part and parcel of those. So when I got there, you know, writing is spiritual. When I got there, I felt something in me. I felt a spirit coming to me and saying, there's something that you must tell the world. And then I ignored that part, and then I left. The second time, I was invited by the Youth League in the city of Tshwane to Hennops, this hiking area in Hennops. And then it happened that where they were camping, it was where Japi Maponya was tortured. If you read about Askaris, there's a guy called Japi Maponya who was tortured there and killed in Swaziland and buried in a plantation near Swaziland. So the second time when it caught me, and then it never left me, it kept on coming back, dreaming about it. And then eventually I invited Mdu to say, Mdu, there's this part. Can you assist me to write this particular play? And Mdu came on board, and then we started the writing process. It took us 2 years to 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. And that process was hell. Time and again, you have to go there because you have to live all these lives of these brutal askaris, put yourself in their shoes, do these things once again, and then time and again, you go visit them. I've met Almond Nofomel. I've met these other askaris that are now disgruntled, and then They gave us more stories, more perspective, more deeper stuff that are not in any book. Mm. And then that was the process that we went through. It was a very painful process, but it was a revolutionary.
Very interesting, a two-year process. Now, Mdu, when you had to add the choreography and use the multimedia, like light and sound, you know, to put more oomph into the play, that must have been quite interesting to put together.
Oh, yes. You know, choreography can be miscalculated, and also I can miss the point as well as a choreographer. I always say to people, there's what you call ceremonial dance and there's what you call contextual choreography or contextual dance. So here, you can't do ceremonial dance where I'm working with Silo and then you want people to move, then you make them move ceremonially. They need to move contextually based on everything that Silo Masego has just shared now. So with all the elements, sound and music, and my choreographic process includes everything, I look at the lighting of it, what's going to light that, and then who, when from the audience perspective, what are they going to see? And the musical part of it, it has to be in tune with the bodies so that it doesn't look like we are just dancing for any backtrack. And then when the audience feel or listen to that whole experience, it gives them a dynamic theatrical experience. But yeah, body expression and embodied narrative is part of my language and it's part of my dialect. And then the process with Askari, it has been quite a gruesome process because I had to be violent with the bodies on stage with the actors. Okay. This is how you need to embody that, this kind of truth. Because when we hear the stories from these Askaris or we read the books by your Joseph Dlamini, the Askaris, you get to realize the atrocities that were created or caused by these people. They're quite gruesome. How do you tell that from the physical manifestation or physical standpoint?
Mm.
And then we have amazing actors and creatives in the rehearsal space who listen to you, who can listen to your manifesto of creating the story. And then they relate the story. We opened. We're performing to full houses. It's going well.
Well, all I'm going to say is if you haven't watched Askari as an A-teamer, get yourself a ticket at the State Theatre. It's up until the 16th of October. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for putting together an absolutely brilliant play. Thank you for writing it well, choreographing it well, and doing proper research. We really hail you.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you to the South African State Theatre, most importantly, for giving us a platform to tell these stories, to heal our people. We appreciate the South African State Theatre, and we appreciate your time online here.
Patricia, also maybe to add on what Ndu is saying, tickets are selling like hotcakes. People must just rush as from tomorrow to go book these other days because of we're almost full houses every day. And then it is important and imperative to do so. They must go 130, simple. And then plus 10 people block booking, 10% discount. People must just come in numbers.
Definitely.
To experience this revolutionary play.
Definitely. I saw it and I vouch for it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, gentlemen.